Hello, Smaz and Daz.
Hello.
Now, did you know that you can be a lucrative sponsor of Shagged, Married, Annoyed Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast.
It is indeed. For a couple of quid, you can get access to bonus content and listen to the show without ads. Just head to shagmarriedannoyed.com and follow the instructions, or click the link in the show blurb, and sign up.
You nearly said burp, didn't you?
I nearly said show burp. Shocking
that would have been terrible.
How embarrassing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rugsy, and him, Chrissy.
Oh, that's awful. Yes, you are listening to Shag Married Annoyed with Rosie Ramsey and Chris Ramsey. Or if you are Rafe, Daddy, you are listening to Daddy with Daddy and Daddy.
Daddy.
Because
Oh my word.
I was excited. I don't know how parents out there, I don't know how excited you are. Obviously, the kid says dad first because it's easier to say, apparently. You might, because dads are better. Jury's out.
I think it is a known thing that dadda is the first kind of word, just because it's easier.
Well, women always say that. It's probably just because dads are better. Possibly. Nah. But I was excited when he first said daddy. And then I quickly realised that everything, like everything, inanimate objects and every person is now daddy.
Yeah.
It's really took the fucking shine off it, I'm honest with you. It really has took the shine.
I know. His toys are daddy and a daddy.
Everything's daddy.
Daddy?
Robin comes in the room. Daddy?
Yeah, the painter, Robin, who's here today.
Painter, daddy. I mean, that could be true. You're a bit of a slag. Now.
Honestly, not wrong with a tradesman. Said that my whole entire life. Oh, woman.
Get a trade. Get a trade, guys. Get a trade.
Check a trade.
.com. Check now, listen. .com. Everyone all right? You good?
Oh, do you know what? Well, nah, listen.
You reckon you've got a cold in the
I've
post,
got a cold coming on. Can you hear? I'm a bit...
Nah, she's putting it on.
I'm not. It's coming. It's in the post. So today I'm just going to high loads of Barocca down my mouth.
Excellent.
I'm meant to be out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Don't want to miss it.
Oh, she's going out again, guys. Leaving her
family. Do you know what it is? Honestly.
Leaving our family.
No, you need to pack this in.
Fend for ourselves.
I'd let you into a little secret here, right? I don't organise a night out, right? My friends organise a night out. They go, Rosie, do you want to come? And I go, do you know what? I'll check. I'll see what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. I say to Chris, I'm going to go out on that night. And then Chris goes, right, no worries. And I think, all right, that means you're going to have the kids.
Yeah.
No, then Chris decides that he's going to palm the kids off to a kid, to a mums and dads. Even though the mums and dads have had them during the week because we've been to London.
Yeah.
And so my guiltometer just racks up and I'm like, they're not going to be in their own beds again.
Yeah.
Why do you have to organise a night out when I'm having a night out?
Right.
Organise a separate one.
Couple of reasons. Why would I want to be with the kids on my own? I've got nothing in common. Right. Secondly, that guiltometer, just do what I do. Go and get it. I got mine removed. I got my guiltometer taken out.
You feel no guilt. Bother. It's all I feel constantly.
I'd leave them in the garden on their own and I'd go out. I'm joking. No, sometimes, do you know, the only time I can try and squeeze a night out in, well, that's the thing. I have to squeeze nights out in when you're having nights out, because that you're always having nights out. I've got no choice. Anytime I pick to have a night out, you'll probably be having a night out
I'm
there
really
as well.
I'm really not, you
if
know.
You're not gallivanting off to Portugal.
Do you know what it is?
Every 5 minutes.
I wish I'd never gone.
Ah, wish you'd never gone
the
as well.
How many times you've Tell thrown you that back in my face?
Tell you what, honestly, I was bloody fending for myself round here. It was
seriously. You need to pack that in. It's really going to fend.
You need to stop biting because once you stop biting, I'll stop doing it. But you bite every single time, so it's just going to happen constantly. So what are you going to do? Little fishy on the hook. Hook, little fishy.
Well,
little
listen,
fishy.
It's brunch on Saturday, so great. we're going out at 2 o'clock.
Oh, fantastic!
So I'll probably stumble home about 9.
That's great.
So that's
great
all
news. Right. Great.
Talk
news.
Completely missed the kids' bedtime.
Yeah, that's it. You'll be sitting on the drive with a bottle of gin and a brown paper bag like they did at Prohibition in America. You know, when someone, a wino on the street, drinks it in a brown paper bag.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, because you miss the kids' bedtime. So you realise that you're back and they'll still be awake and you'll be on the doorstep just sipping gin in the pissing down rain.
If I can hear and then, young voice.
You'll see me come back down the stairs and you'll go, oh, I've just got in. Oh, I missed them. Oh, no.
I feel terrible.
No, do you know?
You know, well, no, I do, but it's been planned.
Your schedule doesn't reflect that. You feel terrible, but your schedule does not reflect that.
Anything other is just work, which is, you know, I've got to pay them bills. Got to make that money.
Yeah, I suppose. So listen, whatever, right?
So passive aggressive.
You could just stay in. Listen, if you're wherever you are, listen to this.
I don't want to drag this on,
probably,
but
if you're like my wife, you're probably in a taxi on the way to your night out now listening to this.
I don't want
to. In the airport on the way to Portugal again.
I don't. Do you know if I said, oh, I'm going to stay in, Chris, listen, I'm going to stay in, you would go out?
Of course I would. Fucking 100%. Honestly. I'm so excited for you to be too ill to go out on Saturday and me to go out instead.
Don't.
Yeah, I'll be buzzing me. Can't wait.
What day is it today? Wednesday?
It's Wednesday today.
If I do get poorly, if it happens today, I could be better by Saturday.
No. Best not. You'll go back over. Best
I tell you what, mind.
Rest up all weekend.
There's nothing worse than going out on the drink when you're ill.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Having a cold and stuff and just going out anyway. It's just not fun.
I just don't bother anymore because it's like, you can't taste it.
We're old fuddy duddies, man. We, you know what I mean?
But I used to when I was younger. I used to go out when you had a bit of a cold. You'd be like, oh, I'll go out.
Yeah.
But it was just always horrendous. And you just sit there going, oh.
Yeah. It's like, I've got the hangover before the night out started. This is great.
Not worth it.
Well, there we go. You'll still go out though because you just avoid your family. Now, guys, it is episode 191. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining us. If it's your first time, this is Shag Marinoid. Welcome. I'm me. She's her. Let's carry on. It is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is having a good scratch of your head and hitting a spot.
Ooh.
Oh, is that a good scratch? Oh, you having a scratch? Is that a good scratch? Is that a good scratch? Oh, what was that? A little lump. Oh, don't know what that was. Oh, delayed pain. Why is it still hurting? I stopped scratching 20 seconds ago.
Yeah. So you got a spot on your head, have you?
Oh, I did it yesterday on the train. Shit. I yelped a little bit. You didn't realise because you had your
No, I thought you were listening to the UFC. Is that what that yelp was?
Well, one of the yelps, yeah. I had a little spot. I had a good scratch in my head like that. And you hit it and it's that delayed reaction.
Yeah,
you go glunk and you go, that felt amazing. Fuck me, that felt like the worst thing ever. Oh,
I've got a sore one coming up on my forehead. You know when they hurt before they come up and you're like, oh, it's going to be
all them nights out you haven't probably.
Beast.
Be all the dirt.
Right, stop it now. Because genuinely, I don't have nights out. You make it sound like I do. It's not. It's work.
Clagging on your face when you've been going out. All that.
The last night out I had was bingo, bongo, bingo.
Bongo, bingo, yeah.
And that was a month and a half ago.
5 minutes ago. You've just walked in from that now. You've just got in from that night out now. You went from Portugal, you went from the airport straight to bongo, bingo, and you came straight here. Yeah.
It's Portugal.
Yeah.
Wish I never went.
Yeah. There we go. So, you got a jingle for it?
Yeah, let's go. Let's crack on.
Let's jingle this.
See what I did on a night out.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Hiya.
We got back from London yesterday. We were there filming something and had like 7 million meetings because obviously we don't live down south. So every time we go down south, our management we're going to meet everybody. And
everyone wants to talk to you. It was crazy. We sat in a room and people just came in one by one for the meetings. It was a job interview.
It was very intense.
And there was a big thing of chocolates on the table.
They were beautiful.
Oh my God.
Grapes as well. I did try a bit of both.
Oh, I did have a banana.
Well done.
But yeah. Oh God.
Just want to tell everybody about what happened on the train on the way down.
Yeah.
There was a young lad and his mum in front of us going for a little half term jolly. To London. We said hello and that when we got on and all that kind of stuff. We spotted that the young lad was watching your stand up
on Amazon.
Yeah.
Approval needed on Amazon Prime. Still available if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, he was watching that and I realised he was watching it for about half an hour and then I turned to you and I went, you know, he hasn't laughed once.
I've never felt such anxiety.
Not even a little titter.
Right. So let's set the scene here, right? So I get on and they say hello and I was like, hello. And then she was like, he's just about to watch your thing. And he just started it on Amazon Prime as I got on, which was really strange. But we were right behind them. So it was on them seats where it's two seats and a table. And then they're two seats, almost like we're doing exams as couples. Mm-hmm. Like it was that. And I could see through the gap. I couldn't put myself in any position where I couldn't see his phone screen. So I could see him watching me. It was like being on my fucking driving test. I've never been so nervous. And I was like,
I could only see through the window.
Is he going to turn it off? No, I could see the full thing. And I'm like, is he going to turn it off? I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and see. He might have been a quiet laugher.
Chris, he didn't know nothing.
Listen, it was like a little
thing. Like I didn't have my headphones in.
He was like Muttley, like a he was a quiet laugher, right? Quiet, pissing himself. Or maybe he was doing one of them laughs. You know when you go like you laugh and then and as you're taking your air and you're quiet for ages. Maybe it was one big like hour long laugh that he was doing. Yeah. I imagine that.
Did he watch the full thing?
So I was watching him and I'm waiting for him to turn it off. And I know this is obviously for people listening. If you haven't got a stand up special that you've watched someone watch, it might not be very relatable. But just listen to this, right? He put the phone down at one point, flat down. I thought, oh, he's done. He was eating. He was eating some breakfast. He got some breakfast. Yeah, and he was sitting eating his little waffles. And then he picked it back up and he started watching it again. I was like, oh my God, he's paused it for eating and then he was watching it again. Right. I looked again a couple minutes later. He was still watching it. He had the phone standing up, still watching it, but he was also playing on his Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
So the stand-up wasn't enough for the guy.
His mom.
He was playing on his Nintendo Switch.
His mom will have said,
you can't turn it off.
He's sat behind you. Don't can't turn that it off.
Yeah. Shit. So that was nice. I mean, I did expect him at one point. I'd be looking up and he would be watching another comedian's special. He's just swapped. But he stuck with it, bless him.
Did he? Till the credits?
He soldiered on. I saw the end. I saw the final bit. Yeah, I saw the final bit.
Good.
So if you want to be whelmed, then my Amazon special approval needed is still on there.
Is this actually still on there?
It's still on. Of course it's still there. Where do you think you got it? Unless you illegally downloaded it, in which case I remember his face. I'm going to report him.
Yeah.
Report him to the police.
He was just a bin. Babadoo, 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 ba. Something I've noticed, which is really starting to piss me off.
Wow.
Taxis.
Yeah.
Why do they think that cherry is a nice smell?
Okay. Yeah.
What is happening?
We got in a car the other day.
It's all the time.
I knew you were going to have an issue with this.
They've all got the same air freshener, which is like a cherry Vimto smell. It makes us want to vomit. Never mind car sickness.
You're bad with smells. Some people might like that smell.
No, I mean, I don't think anyone.
Personally, I don't like it.
Right, well, there you go. And you're not bothered about smells.
Yeah.
So there's two out of 68 million.
I don't understand why when you go and get your car washed at the car wash, they go, there's outside your car, we've done that, and you go to pay, and they go, here's a little bit of cardboard to hang from your mirror. That's going to make your entire car smell like bubble gum for 3 days. I'm all right. They look so upset when you say you don't want the air freshener.
Do you not take the air freshener?
Do I fuck take the air freshener? Because I know you're going to get in my car and go, what's that? Oh, it stinks. Oh, the windows. Oh, I've got a headache. Oh, it's making us feel ill.
I
never take the air freshener. And they look as if to go like, I imagine they're about to go, but my mother made this the day before she died. Like, it's I'm returned down a fucking family heirloom. It's crazy. But yeah, I don't know. I'm against air fresheners in cars fully. It's too overpowering. Stinks.
I always find it, I totally agree. It's just a too small a space to have an air freshener.
Yeah, 100%.
I used to have a Febreze one that was on the, in the old Ford Fiesta, like in the, you know, when you clip it on the air vent thing.
You had one of the clip-on Febreze ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're a few quid them.
Mm-hmm.
That car was a piece of shit. That probably was worth more than the car by the end.
No, about 4 quid.
And that's exactly how bad that car was.
Such a bad
Let's not forget
car.
This is the car that you had to climb in the passenger door and climb over. And you had a £4. You had a £4 air freshener in that piece of shit car.
Like cotton linen or something.
When they scrapped it, I bet you they were about to crush it and someone looked in the window and went, whoa, there's an air freshener in here.
Oh, she's got a Febreze.
Oh, shit. She didn't have her priorities in order, did she?
And what a piece of shit that car was. But I tell you what, bloody loved it.
And I know people listening now, right? So anyone who loves a car air freshener, right? They're going to say, or because the way you're supposed to do them, you know, if you get like them trees,
you're not meant to open the packet fully.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing.
Just stupid.
But it's fucking. It looks horrendous. I'll hang this tree off there. Oh, it fucking stinks. Oh well, what you're supposed to do is open the packet a tiny bit and slide it down. Slide
is
it down.
Is that what you meant to
do? Yeah,
you're
supposed to open it and slide it down day by day, like you're slowly taking a condom off.
Oh
right?
God!
It's like you know when someone's walking the dog and they're walking back with the bag of dog poo. It's like a bag of dog poo hanging off your thing.
That's awful.
Yeah, I'm all right for that. Like, oh, turn this corner sharply. Oh, you're hitting the face with a fucking carrier bag.
Do you know?
Oh, smells amazing, but oh God, it's sharp. The corners are sharp. It's got us in the eye.
Do you know what makes me laugh? When you get your car washed, there's a hand wash near us that we go to.
Yeah.
And the lads at the dead canny, and they do a great job. But then they open the car doors and they clean the inside of the footwells.
It's really weird, isn't it?
But when they open mine, like stuff falls out.
Of course it does, because your car's a fucking bin.
And I'm like, mate, you're fighting a losing battle. Like, honestly, I stop the main. I'm like, look, it's really canny that you think doing that's going to make any difference, but don't be wasting your time.
It's
the
bins
are
like,
going to kick off. There's going to be Happy Meal wrappers coming out the car. Just pack it in.
It does. I'll be honest with you. I do not like getting my car washed. I like having a clean car, but I hate sitting there while the guys are doing it. It feels so awkward.
It does.
And then when they open, when they open it, and you're just like sitting there, like you're on the toilet, and they're just down like wiping the door shut. They're just like, "You all right?" You're like, "Hiya."
It is horrible. It is awful.
It is a really, really
and you'll
strange
get
thing.
Warm, and if it's like a cold day, you're
I
like,
"I just feel terrible."
I know, but I mean. Job's a job, innit?
Yeah, well, no, it's absolutely, but it just feels weird. It just feels really strange.
It is very strange.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'd rather give them the money than the big corporations. The bubble glows, whatever they call.
I don't know what they're called.
But yeah, long live the hand car wash. It's actually better, I think.
Yeah, and they always have a sign that says best hand job in town.
Love
just
that.
Great jokes.
Love
just,
that.
Just, you know, you're laughing before you've got in.
I know, yeah.
It's so, great.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beat?
Oh, Chris.
Oh, no way.
Hello, you all right, sunshine?
I didn't know this was going to happen.
Oh,
hello.
It's lovely to see you.
Is that Belinda?
It's Belinda, yeah. I haven't rung for ages. We've been having a terrible time.
Who have?
Us, the Beefs.
The Beefs?
The Beefs. Honestly, Chris, I don't know where to start.
What's been up?
So, since the TV show.
Yeah.
What, Barry?
Yeah.
Setting him off the rails.
I shouldn't laugh, I'm sorry.
No, honestly, he got recognised in the one stop.
Right.
And since then, he's not stopped, Chris. He's in thousands of pounds of debt. He bought a new car.
Right.
Said he has to have all of the top gear now that he's been on the BBC.
Right, Jesus.
He's a walking monster, Chris. It's the worst thing that ever happened to him, Chris.
Really?
Honestly, he's shagging left, right and centre.
Good for him. Good for him. Has he been safe?
I don't know, Chris. No. Am I going to be grandma again, Chris? I haven't got time.
I imagine you're a grandma a few times over, but yeah.
So I just want to tell you, don't get him on the next series.
Right, okay.
Honestly, his head will explode,
right.
Chris.
Too much for her.
Too much.
What else is he doing? What else is he up to?
Well, he has gone to Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's been doing the pilot season.
Right,
he's
okay.
He's got a couple of little bits, got a bit in Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
It's on series 19, you know.
Oh, still fucking
series 19.
They're still rolling out, aye.
I clocked out at series 10. Gotta say, it got a little bit ridiculous, actually.
They
all fucking died. They all died?
Well,
I was like, who's getting a job at this hospital? Because anyway, you fucking walk through them revolving doors, you're gonna die.
Right.
It's just the most dangerous workplace I've ever known in my life.
I couldn't watch Grey's Anatomy, Belinda, because I felt like I had all of the ailments.
Ailments.
Yeah, I felt like I got them.
Oh, nothing like you. Not like you to make it about yourself, is it? Funny that.
You don't want Barry on the next season?
He can't, Chris. He can't.
Right.
It'll kill him.
Right,
He's near death now.
So this is fully for Barry's own safety that you're doing.
Honestly, he's been drinking, he's been smoking, and I went, what are you doing, Barry? You went, all the best actors do this.
Right, really?
I said, no, you don't have to be an alcoholic to be in the business.
Right.
And he said, well, I thought you did. You just thought that's what you had to
he's
do to be a good actor.
Right, okay.
Crazy,
right.
Man.
Okay, he's gone
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah, proper method.
Right.
Proper method.
Okay.
So
this is all for his safety that you're saying this?
Oh, he's me bane, Chris.
Right.
He's me bane.
Is he? Right, okay.
He's me doing, I'll cry.
So this is not so that so Barry's gone. You don't want Barry. So this is so there's a gap in the new series. So this is so who would possibly? This is sad. This is sad. Belinda, this is sad. Get out. Get easy, Ben.
Anyway,
get out.
I've got to go. He's on the phone.
Right.
He's zooming us from LA.
From LA. Right. Good.
See
good.
You later. Then.
Bye.
Right, bye. Bye.
Just painful, that, like, just painful. Right.
I feel a bit guilty about that, if I'm honest.
Really?
Well, we got him on the show. Do you know what I mean? That was our idea.
It wasn't my idea. So, what's your beef?
My beef with you, currently, is the new gilet that you bought.
Whoa.
The new gilet that you bought. Which
No.
This is fun
comedy podcast, right? And I let you said a lot of things, right? And I've took water off a duck's back, right? Ironically, water does glide off that gilet as well. It's coated. But listen, don't be dissing the gilet.
I'm not I think it's beautiful, right? But every time you put it on, you ask yourself how you look. And all you do is talk about your gilet. And to the point where we were sat yesterday, we had a lunch meeting with Acast. One of the guys hung his gilet up. Chris, mate.
Same gilet.
Is that yours? I was like, oh, fuck me.
Great guy.
It's got to the point where you're literally comparing gilets with people.
I'm a gilet guy now.
A gilet guy.
I'm a gilet guy. What can you do?
I just...
It's the perfect bit of clothing. There's no better bit of clothing than a gilet.
Remember the other day when we went to London and Chris didn't take a coat because he's a fucking knob, but he had a jumper on and he had his gilet on. I was like, what are you not taking a coat for? He's like, I've got my gilet.
I've got my gilet.
Like, what if it rains?
It's just my... Arms will get
wet. Your arms are going to be wet.
Yeah, my arms get wet, but all I do is I spin them around like a windmill dead fast and the water flies off them. As that's happening, the water's gliding off me gilet. Got a cap on as well. Honestly, gilet, best bit of clothing ever invented. Absolutely incredible. Oh, hey, is it freezing cold? Yeah, get yourself a t-shirt on, then get yourself maybe a shirt, then a nice thick jumper, then have your gilet on as well. You've got all of the warmth and pattern of a puffer jacket with so much maneuverability in your arms, right? All your arms are still there. You've not got big puffy sleeves on your arms. You can wah, 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 you can karate, right? And then, oh, God, it's got a bit too hot. Oh, take that gilet off. Don't take the gilet off, mate. Take the jumper and the shirt off.
Right,
and have the t-shirt
with the gilet.
The arms.
God forbid you not wear the gilet.
Yeah, you keep the gilet on, the arms with just t-shirt on,
right.
Cool you down.
Nice.
The gilet keeps your core warm.
Of course, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What's that? It's got hotter again. Take that gilet off. No, take the t-shirt from under the gilet off. Wear just the gilet on its own.
Don't you dare.
Just
that's
the gilet on its own.
That's where I draw the line.
Oh, it's got warmer again. Unzip that gilet. Wear just the gilet open.
Like a lifeguard.
Yeah. Like you're about to go on the banana on holiday. Like you're about to go on the banana boat on holiday and the man hasn't clipped it yet for you. He hasn't shown you how to clip it.
Or you think you're mint and you don't clip it, you get away with not clipping it. No, do you know what? It's not, I love the gilet. I think it suits you. It's just the way that you bang on when you get something new. No. What is it with that? I don't get it.
It's Carl Hutchins is the same as well. Carl does it worse than me. And I see it in Carl. So when me and Carl get a new thing, we become basically the CEO of that company.
Like you start selling it to other people, and I've never known any life.
And I'm normally really late to the game as well, like so late to the game. So people like tell us to watch. People told us to watch Breaking Bad for fucking months, and I never did. And then as soon as I started watching it, I was the CEO of the Breaking Bad marketing campaign, and I'm like, everyone needs to watch this. I do it with everything.
I know you do, Chris. Yeah. No, Chris, I know you do.
Well, everyone listening knows we do. Bikes. Gilets, fish.
Yeah, but then they all disappear.
What was the other one?
How long's the gilet gonna last?
Yeah, well,
I'll give it a year tops.
Nah, I don't know about that. Like, I'm a gilet. I'm just a gilet guy now. That's what I do. I was a gym guy, bike guy.
Yeah. No. What's your beef with me?
My beef with you, other than your absolute fragrant disregard for the amazingness of a gilet.
I don't have a gilet.
I was just about to say, do you want a gilet? Would you like a gilet?
I can't get away with gilets.
Why?
Tits. Too big. My tits are too big. I look like a little pork loin. Wrapped up nice and tight.
If you had a big puffy gilet on, zipped up, your arms would look so little.
That's what I mean.
People would be like, is it two threads hanging from that gilet? Oh, it's her arms.
Can't get away with them.
Imagine how little your head will look. Tiny little pea head. Popping out of a gilet.
Yeah.
Like a little caterpillar.
I don't know. Honestly, I've tried them over the years. I really have.
Get you a couple of
I'm better with a puffer jacket because then it's spread out.
I'll have a word.
No, I don't want one.
I'll have a word with the guys at Geely Incorporated.
Don't want one.
I'm CEO now. I'm CEO of Geely.
Because I'd have to wear mine undone and it just looks stuffed.
No.
Don't want one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, listen, my beef with you is this happened recently and it was one of the moments in my life where I'm like, what is my life? Like, how do I find this person attractive? How do I have sex with this person?
What? Right?
We were in the kitchen.
Right.
We were in the kitchen the other day, and we had some guys doing some stuff in the garden, right? And basically, there was a few people outside of the house, workmen, doing things, right? And you just finished your lunch. You finished your lunch. Yeah, guys, strap in, right? Strap in. She'd just finished her lunch that she'd made herself, right? Something with some kind of sauce on. And there was guys outside. And she stood in front of the dishwasher with her dish. And she turned and she looked. And she went, can they see me? Do you think they can see me? And I went, why? And she went, because I'm going to lick me ball. And then, guys, I couldn't believe what I heard next. She said to me, I swear to God, she went, Chris, keep a lookout while I lick me ball. I had to stand guard. Like you were pissing in the street and I was looking for the police. But I was actually in my own house making sure the gardeners, the guys doing the landscaping, couldn't see you licking a fucking plate before you put it in the dishwasher. It was horrendous. It was just such a weird moment. I was standing looking at them and they looked at us and I like waved at them and I was like, yeah, no, they can't see you, but you know, I can see me future and it's dark.
Do you know what it is? I don't like waste and I always feel like, who made it up that it's bad manners to lick your plate?
I know what you mean.
Who made that up?
Some people don't like mopping a plate up or anything.
It was so nice. What was it again? It was a.
Was
I think
that
it might have been
thing
a,
you do, I think.
Yeah, I do. Oh, yes, it was. I steam a cabbage and then I fry it, steam it, and then I add.
I can't even begin to imagine how many people clocked out. When you started that recipe with I steam a cabbage. So many people switched off.
I won't have a bad word said against cabbage.
Right, okay.
I do love a cabbage.
What if I got you a Gili made out of cabbage?
No, to eat, not to wear.
I don't know.
Not raw.
I'm trying to get you on Geely by any means necessary.
I just love looking at my plate and I should have just read in the other room. Really,
so when you see someone proper posh or someone who's really learned, you know, the way of eating proper, no elbows on table and fork must face down and all that absolutely pointless fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
They leave so much shit. Because they never scrape the knife. They never they never like scrape everything around. There's so much waste. It's a proper fucking working class, you know, get a bit of bread and work and get all them drips up.
I mean, I wasn't allowed to lick me. Like, if I'd licked me plate, I think my mum would have went, Rosie.
No.
But I did.
My mum used to kick off when I licked my knife, but fuck,
Why can't you lick your knife though? You lick your fork.
I'll lick my knife in public, mate. I'll lick my knife in posh restaurants, mate. I don't give a fuck.
I know you do.
And if anyone ever says anything, I've planned it in my head so many times. If I lick my knife and I hear someone tut or look, I go, don't fucking look at people while they're eating. That's ruder. And then I won't take my eyes off them for the rest of my meal. I'll be like, put stuff in my mouth and I'll be glaring at
you
them.
You really thought that?
I thought about that so many times. Wow. Thought about it. Some posh twat on a table tutting at us for licking my knife at, honestly.
You're so right, though. Where's them rules come from? How ridiculous.
Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Bollocks.
Yeah. Oh, listen.
Still,
Fuck them. Still, fuck everyone. I'm still licking
your plate. Well, yeah, you can lick your plate as much as you want, but be your own fucking lookout, right? I'm not being your lookout. Like The Wire. Like a young kid looking out for the police while a drug deal was going on, but it was a million times less exciting than that.
Oh, God. Ugh. Fun.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Oh, you're so disgusting.
Eek. Hi. Gets worse every week, that, by the way.
I know, yeah.
Gets worse. Mine sound exactly the same. What's your beef? Question from the public. I do the same inflection, sorry, everything. That, you're just growling it out every week.
Well, it's called progression of a title.
Wow.
Okay. Hi, my boyfriend's handwriting is too nice. He always tries to be the one to write greeting cards. Vile.
Jealous. She is jealous. Vile.
He always tries, though. That's what makes us laugh.
Vile.
I'll write it.
That's you?
I've got the better writing. Yeah, actually.
We've talked about my handwriting, yeah. but I hate my handwriting.
Robin's
is better than mine, but yeah, carry on.
I've got another one. Catch his eye in the driver's seat. Drive past and a carrier bag is stuck to the front of his car. Ick.
Sorry, what?
Catch his eye.
Someone went past. So the story here is a man went past in a car.
Yeah.
She caught his eye.
Yeah.
He looked at her. She looked at him and thought, ooh, he's nice.
Yeah.
And then she realized when the rest of his car was revealed that there was a carrier bag stuck to the front.
Yeah.
And she didn't fancy him anymore.
Yeah.
That might be the best one we've ever had.
I think they're gonna die alone.
I think that is the best one we have ever. You cannot control if a carrier bag has hit the front of your corner. It is really frustrating.
It's turned her stomach.
That is one of the fucking best ones.
Is it weird that I kind of get it?
I weirdly get it as well. It's really annoying. Oh. It's the car equivalent of having a little snot hanging from your nose.
Oh, God, it is. Oh, having something at the side of your mouth.
Or something in your teeth. Oh. A bit of herb in your teeth.
I think the snot trumps all of them.
Yeah, but I would understand. You can understand the snot. So if someone wrote in and wrote, oh, my ick is when I'm talking to someone, they've got snot hanging from their nose, you probably wouldn't even read it out because it's so base level and so root one. Everyone would agree. But it's just so... She looked over the car all day. He's like, hey, sexy lady. She's like, oh, I hope he picks me up. I'd go for a ride in his car. Hold on a second. Is that a carrier bag on the front grill? Virgin! You're a virgin! Fucking wonderful. Oh, God, wonderful.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Oh, doing that always reminds us of the government.
Great.
And then the government at the minute is just utterly knackered in it.
Oh, I mean, let's not even talk about what's going on there.
What a pile of old shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord of fucking wankers.
Yeah, although you've just called old shit. He is the youngest prime minister in 200 years, so old shit is literally
Is he?
Wrong.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I just mean the whole situation is a pile of old shit.
Yeah, and they're all a bunch of morons.
Yeah,
we know how you feel. We know how you feel. It's what you have essentially is absolutely pure hatred with no sort of way of fixing it. You just have pure hatred for them, don't you?
They're just rich, entitled little pricks,
all of them.
And I don't think they have any idea, especially the current one,
I mean, what's
of how
gonna,
anybody
like,
lives.
How's he going to know what it's like going around a supermarket and having to count what you know what I mean?
No,
like
no
what
idea.
Your mum and my mum
no
used
idea.
To do. Like, anyway.
But that's what I find terrifying, though. Mm. That's what I find really scary, because you can't know, you can't understand. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I think they're always going to be of a different ilk, politics and MPs and whoever's prime minister. They're always going to have been middle class or upper class.
Yeah.
Currently, it's another level.
He's a billionaire.
Why is he bothering?
That's my main thing.
Why,
that was my thing with Trump as well. That was my thing with Trump as well. If someone's a bit, can you imagine a billionaire turned up at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a billionaire turned
mm-hmm.
up at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you knocked on the door and they went, hi, I'm that billionaire. You know, and you're, oh yeah, you're that billionaire. Mm. And they went, can I do your garden once a week? You'd go, No, that's really fucking weird. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're a billionaire. Mm. Well, yeah, I just want to do your garden. Why? Why do you want to do my garden?
I could weirdly understand that more because maybe he's a bit bored, maybe he's whatever, but one of the hardest jobs in the country. And he wants to do it.
I suppose it is the hardest job, and it's a lot harder than gardening.
Yeah, it's a lot harder. That was terrible example.
All right, then what? I don't know. Okay, then fair enough. Oh, I am that billionaire. Every time your baby is a shit, can I change your baby's nappy?
Weird.
Actually, I'd be up for letting them do that as well. I can't find anything that I wouldn't let someone do for free that I can't be asked to do myself.
Oh, hi, I'm a billionaire. Can I come and work 50 hours in your shop a week?
I don't know where I am with this.
Neither do I. Anyway, I think it's just a bit silly. And it's just sheer narcissism.
Yeah. Narcissism.
What is that?
Narcissism.
Is it not narcissism?
Have you been saying narcissism?
Fuck.
Who have you said narcissism to recently? You've been saying narcissism.
I've said it loads.
You are.
What is it? Narcissism.
Narcissism.
Of course it is. Narcissism.
Narcissistic.
Shit.
Wow.
Something like that happened the other day when we were chatting to our manager.
Do you see what happens when we try and talk about serious stuff? You make a fucking fool of yourself, don't you?
Sorry. Anyway, narcissism, not narcissism.
So Rosie's learnt a new word this episode, so this is good.
What did I say the other day? Is it waves of life or ways of life? It's ways, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, because I said waves of life, and our manager in the next sentence said, repeated something in the thing and said ways of life, and I went, oh, is it ways? No.
What? Why?
I felt very small in that moment. Props to him though, because you know Richard Allen Turner, comedy manager. He's got funny bones.
Yeah.
Didn't correct us.
No.
And he just went, oh yeah. I was like, oh fuck.
He's heard worse from you. I think is the point. Jesus.
Anyway, right.
Waves of life. What in the name? Why did you think it was waves of life?
I think I've just always said waves of life.
That's like that woman with the glove department.
Glove compartment.
Yeah, she said glove department.
Yeah, I think I've just always said, different waves of life.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
Listen, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. If you want to maybe, send in your political opinions, don't. If you maybe want to send in some new words for Rosie to learn, maybe do. She can fucking use it.
I just need corrected on the ones that I've just constantly used and think that I'm clever using them in a sentence and I'm completely wrong.
God,
anyway.
So stupid.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Quick one. Would you rather have
love
a job...
Love one of these. Yeah, love yeah, yeah. these. Oh, this is exciting. Love Come on,
would
then.
You rather. Would you rather have a job of testing 9-volt batteries with your tongue one after the other?
Right.
Or testing pieces of tinfoil to see if it's genuine tinfoil by chewing it and having it react to your metal fillings?
Second one, because I've got no fillings.
No, it says Boom. In brackets, Chris has a metal filling in this scenario.
Oh, who the fuck's this?
Someone who knows us very well.
Oh my God!
There's more. It's an 8-hour shift, Monday to Friday, but you get paid 10 grand a week.
Can I do both and get 20 grand a week?
you're not. What would you rather do? I think I'd rather do the batteries.
I think I'd have to do the batteries. I think the foil would
There's
make
nothing
us,
worse than that. Like.
The foil would make us. Even just the idea of chewing foil without fillings would really upset us.
Have you never had it when it...
I haven't got filling.
So does it not happen if you don't have fillings?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
what does it do?
God.
Does it clink off them? Is there a spark?
I can't describe what it feels. It just really... It's like a... Really? Like one of them where you kind of like...
Like a nerve, like it's hitting a nerve.
Yes, like it's hitting a nerve. Right, like if you've got really sensitive teeth and you drink something cold, that's
batteries.
What it's like.
I reckon after a while, the batteries, you wouldn't even feel it.
Yeah, I think you'd probably quite like it after a while, wouldn't you?
Maybe. Sitting there with a little stiffy.
Oh, get me that new loving battery. How big's a 9-volt?
Sorry, do you not know what they're talking about?
Is it quite a thick one? Is it with the two things?
Yeah, the ones that if you put them on the tongue, you get a little shock.
It happens with all of them.
No, it doesn't.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh.
It only happens with the 9 volts because it's got the positive and the negative next to each other and your tongue forms a circuit between them.
Well, I thought it was with every single one. That's why I've never done it.
Right. No, it's just the 9 volts. What's really annoying now is someone's got... Right, 2 seconds. There's an Xbox controller over there with the normal battery in it.
Just a double A.
Are you going to try it?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Pray for us. Right, do it on your tongue.
I'm scared.
Just do it. No?
Nah.
Nothing. Right, great. Do the other side.
I'm joking.
You're such a child. Oh. Right, well, listen now. The kids can play with batteries. kept them away from them for years.
Oh God! As if I just went and licked a battery because someone was going to tweet us going, "It is all batteries." You see what you people do to me? I love yous though. I can't help it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris. Love the podcast and always listen on my long drives.
Long drives.
Yeah. Fortunately, the last time I listened, I was on my way back from dinner at my nana's. We had been reminiscing about the past and this gem of a story re-edited. I just had to send it in.
Ooh.
And it's a, let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit. Yes. Yeah. My family are farmers. And work a lot of land. Some of the fields are quite...
Nope.
Stop now. Some of the fields are quite far from any toilets. So when nature calls, dikes provide privacy and drainage.
That's a little...
It's a little pond?
It's like a little trench thing,
oh, okay. On one summer morning, my uncle needed to relieve himself.
Right.
He hopped out of his tractor and went down to the dike, unzipped his boiler suit, pulled it down to his ankles and did his business.
I couldn't think of driving past and seeing anything worse. I'm sorry here, I'm not hating on farmers, but a farmer climbing out of a tractor and unzipping a boiler suit, which must be a hell of a sight, and then squatting down and having a shit. If I was
he's in the middle of a field, no one's going to see
him. Imagine looking out your caravan window. You're just doing a baking sarnie on the hob and you open the blind and there's just a farmer with his boiler suit trailing on the floor in front of him like a fucking, like Peter Pan's shadow.
Right, he's done his business. After redressing, he got back into the tractor and carried on with his day. A while passed and he started to feel a moist sensation on his back, so pulled over to investigate.
Oh,
to his surprise, there was shit all over his vest. The poor bloke hadn't pulled his suit down far enough, so when he pooed, it landed in the material.
And
was then slathered all over him when he pulled it back
on. He shat in his own boiler suit and then pulled it back on.
And then pulled it back up his back.
That is horrendous. You know how people say I'd rather shit my hands and clap? I reckon the new one could be I'd rather shit my boiler suit and put it back on.
No, you'd back on. That's
awful.
The monkey bugger.
Can I just say you should have a gilet, but carry on. They wouldn't have this problem with a gilet if you had a gilet on.
The monkey bugger continued to work the rest of the day and my poor aunt had to clean him up when he got home hours later.
Oh, disgusting. That's loving it when your farmer wife hose and shit off your back. Just take him where you wash the horses or the cows or whatever and just hose him down.
Hose him down. Agreed.
He worked the rest of the day.
He carried on. He was just... The amount of cow shit in that farmers must smell. Mustn't do anything. Yeah. Who are you getting a text off? How unprofessional.
Sorry. Yeah, I suppose he just... the whole place, you know... I was just about to say, I'm so worried about people getting offended by stuff. I was literally about to say, no offence to farmers, but farms smell of shit. But they do smell
they
of
do
shit.
They do smell of shit.
They literally smell of shit. That's what they work with.
I could not live or work on a farm.
No, when
everyone's
chance.
Like, I'd love to have animals and I'd love it. I'm like, absolutely
no
not.
Absolutely fucking no chance.
No.
Nah.
Rosie, do you want a pony? No. Why? Everyone wants a pony when you're a little girl. Have I got to shovel it? Shit. It's part of it. No. I'm all right, thanks.
Yet you had two children.
I know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just a quick one. I used to be a bouncer/door woman at in Newcastle.
Okay.
I don't want to mention the nightclub.
All right, okay.
I don't think it matters, but I'm just, you know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Like Tip Tap.
Okay.
You'll guess.
Right, okay.
As you're local-ish, yeah. I'm sure you can imagine the clientele of this establishment.
Oh, yes.
I always thought it was alright, actually.
It was quite a posh one-ish, I think. I'm not sure. It was always rammed.
I
only went in about four times. It was rammed.
I think I've only been once. Yeah. This one time, I had the pleasure of interrupting a couple getting too frisky on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I tapped the guy on the shoulder to ask them to leave or at least calm down, and he proceeded to pull his finger from out of his date's skirt and wipe it on my arm.
Oh no! Oh, God! That is one of the awful, most passive aggressive,
horrible, that, isn't it?
Disgusting.
What a little wanker!
Not that night.
No, I kicked them out of the club so fast, and I've not been able to get clean since. Not enough showers in the world.
Right.
Oh, this is where it's worse.
Sorry, that is so offensive to
Isn't
everyone
involved.
Isn't
it disgraceful?
Involved. That is so offensive. I mean, how would she have felt? A girl who was...
Or the girl who was getting fingered on the dance floor.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
okay.
Sure, no, I'm sure our expectations of life are extremely fucking high.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
But imagine though,
we've all done.
Yeah, but we've all been drunk. We've all been in the throes of passion. We've all been horny. Do you know what I mean? For him, for her to be like,
didn't
oh,
get
this is great.
Chris. Nah, I'm sorry. Nah? Didn't get fingered on the dance floor. Like, right. No, I love being fingered, but save it. Sorry, no, nah, I'll not have it. If you're listening and you're a young girl and you don't just have a word, right?
Right.
Just be geet strong. You might be lush. You might be thinking, oh, I want to take this and that. Don't do it on the dance floor.
How are you
dancing? Manky.
How are you dancing anyway?
Well, how would you?
On your tiptoes.
Oh, horrendous that, like. It's awful.
Awful.
But then again, each to their own, if that's your thing. But
no, I think, again, it's manky. One of them things. I think we can happily judge that. We can judge that quite happily. But still, as I say, how are you feeling? You're kissing away. Oh, God, his face is feeling amazing. Oh, I'm going to go back and have a great night. I thought, yeah, I'm dancing. I'm having a great time. Oh, he's finished. Oh, he's just wiped me on that doorwoman's arm. Yuck.
After that, I started to wear long sleeves.
She didn't have sleeves! Oh my God! I thought she had sleeves on! Hold on, is this an Auntie Gilea story? Because I feel like she may have had some kind of Gilea or vest on there. And I feel like this
might
is doing
the
them down. Right? But this is like a negative story about Gilea, so we might have to take this out.
All right, sorry,
yeah.
Yeah,
because...
It wasn't the sponsor.
Right, no, but still, I don't want anything bad done about Gilea's this episode.
No, I don't think she's had a Gilea.
Yeah.
It says nothing quite prepares you for that. Love the podcast. Your local friendly door woman.
On a bare arm. Honestly, the person who sent that in, I'm sorry on behalf
what would you
of
rather,
everyone
right?
everywhere.
Here's something.
I'm sorry.
Would you rather be spat on or... have a stranger's lady juice wiped on you?
Where they're spitting on us.
The same place.
On
the arm.
Spit.
Oh, God, I'd rather have juice.
Well, yeah, because you're a disgusting lady.
No, because I've got juice myself.
Oh, so. Got some juice!
I don't know. Such a horrible scenario.
Yeah, everything about it's awful. But I imagine, let's just be honest, the happy ending here is, I imagine she... The door woman bounced his fucking head off every wall and door on the way out. And quite right.
I hope he took his fingers out about that point. Imagine. What'd you get that? No one will go home like
carrying out like a bowling ball on his way to the alley.
Oh, girls, don't do it, honestly.
Not on the
don't
dance floor.
Do it on
Not
the dance
on the
floor.
Dance floor. Fingin' on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, baby. Gonna wipe your juice on the door woman's arm, fling it on the dance floor. You better not wipe my juice,
oh,
baby.
Yeah. Keep my juice right where I can't see it.
Gonna get kicked out the club right now.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Don't need to keep me anonymous. As an A&E sister, I don't tend to be easily embarrassed, but this was a bit much to ignore even for me.
A&E sister, like someone who works in A&E accident emergency.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
She's the sister, so which is the highest level of nurse,
right.
I think.
Okay, wow.
I'm sorry if I'm wrong there, but I think sister's pretty top dog.
Yeah, okay.
Due to COVID, our wedding in France had been cancelled twice. Ugh. So ready for it to finally go ahead, no details went unnoticed. This commenced with the usual bride preparations of getting my hair, eyelashes and eyebrows done and, of course, a whole load of waxing.
Got you.
It was one of the hottest days of the year in June 2020, not ideal for a Hollywood wax. The beauty therapist said that the air conditioner wasn't working and that she may have to leave the door open a little. Again, not ideal when you're naked from the waist down. It could end up beaving the entire beauty salon.
Beaving. That's wonderful.
That's a lush name.
I've never heard
lush
of
word,
that.
Isn't it?
Beaving. So it's like mooning, but showing your fanny is beaving.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's lush, isn't
that's
it? I didn't know
favorite.
That was a thing.
That's my new favourite.
Yeah, same. Write it down.
I'm
I'll use
great,
it.
I'm having
I'll
a great
use
day.
It in new vocab.
Sadly, I'm really annoyed I can't ever use that.
Oh, I can. Oh, I'm going to beave all over the place.
Oh, I'm going to accuse people of beaving, which is just good enough, I suppose.
Wait till you next walk in and me on the toilet.
I'll see how you stop beaving out of this room. I'll see. Beavers and butthead in here.
She waxed my legs and then moved north to sort out my nether region. When after a few minutes of waxing, she paused and said, "Oh, goodness, sweaty lips." I could have died. Oh. As a person who isn't naturally very sweaty and had come out of the shower immediately prior to attending the appointment, I was devastatingly embarrassed. I replied, dying, "Oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. Could you please pass me something to dab myself dry?" She looked perplexed, then said, "No, love, I was on about mine." She took out a tissue and patted her lips and face dry. We continued with the appointment in silence and I never booked into that salon again. Oh, goodness.
Like, again, bless you. The idea that someone would say that is awful. Bless that you thought it was, like, immediately, like, she must be so nervous and embarrassed and she immediately thought it was her. But, guys, some people out there, you're too nice. You're too nice. If I was getting waxed, my genitalia waxed, and someone said, "Is it okay if I leave the door open a bit?" I'd say, absolutely fucking not. Like, why are people so nice?
Oh, I know, it's ridiculous.
You would allow someone to do it as well. You'd have had a horrible time. I'd go, you're fucking joking, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot.
Just don't eat shit sandwiches off people left, right and centre, please. Although then again, do, because we get the stories and it's quite good. In fact, do, yeah, keep doing it.
Yeah, I do all the time. I should have done that and I'd be like, yeah, of course.
No chance. I'd say, you get this aircon fixed now or I'm leaving.
Oh, I wish I had that sort of power.
It's not power, it's just not letting people shit all over you.
True.
Can I? Oh, get your fanny out. I'll just crack this door. Fucking
We're
hell.
We're all seeing it round here.
But still.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous as my friend will be mortified.
Great.
I don't think it's that bad.
I love a mortified friend.
My friend plays with her hair when she concentrates. She twiddles it in her fingers and will tickle her face with the ends of her hair.
Seen people do it. Very annoying.
Yep. This, I think I do that.
You do it, yeah.
I do it. Annoying. I put my hair in my ear.
Yeah.
Poke it in my ear. Oh, God, it's fucking lush. This, I think, is fairly normal. However, what she does in private is quite frankly grim.
Oh, God.
I was at her house and needed a wee after a few wines. Her husband was in the downstairs loo, so she said to use the upstairs bathroom. I went upstairs and sat myself down. Looking around the room, I spotted something furry on the sink.
Oh, no.
On closer inspection, I realised it was a large ball of hair, but this only raised more questions. Mm. I questioned the hair ball with my friend and she replied, "It's just my hair mouse." To which I replied, "I'm sorry." She explained, she likes to collect the hair out of her hairbrushes and roll it into a ball to rub on her face, as it's better and more relaxing than using the hair attached to her head.
That is disgusting.
Do you think?
Yes. I've got something about hairballs, something about hair upsets us. When I go, I think I've told you before, when I go in a hotel and there's a hair in the bed and it's not mine, I'm so upset. Mm. Once I unfolded a hand towel in a hotel and there was a hair folded up in the towel and I think I just put the towel at the bottom of the little thing and just left it.
Why is it so disgusting?
I don't know what it is about hair. I remember Ed Sheeran once back in the day got it. It was in the news and everything. A fan made him a cake and he cut the cake and he pulled a slice out and it was all hair inside the cake.
Shut up.
Do you not know about this?
No.
Yeah.
What? Right. Explain again.
So someone had baked him a cake, but they baked a load of their own hair into the cake.
No.
So that if he ate the cake, he would be eating the hair. Like a psycho thing. Like, "No, it's part of me, it's inside you."
Shut up. Oh.
Yeah.
That's
because I remember
horrendous.
Next time I was backstage at a gig, I was like, "I'm not fucking eating any of that, by the way," because there was a spread on, obviously, and I was like, "I'm not having any of that, you dirty sod."
That's awful. I bet he never takes anything off people.
No one ever does. No. I think when you get to that level, you never do. I mean, I do. If you want to make it as a cake, make it as a fucking cake. I'm buzzing me.
Loads of pubes. I remember.
I'll have a pube pasty, like.
No, but you'd die. That reminds us of Graham Norton.
Mm?
Graham Norton on Father Ted. Was it Graham Norton?
Yeah, he was on Father Ted back in the day, yeah.
Was it his character? Who? No, it might not. I can't remember. Anyway, one of the characters on there, he was like famous. Uh-huh. And all of the the women baked him a cake with a jumper inside.
Oh, right, okay.
And do you remember when why is there a jumper in here?
Because he loved jumpers. Yeah. They put all the stuff together that he loved. Yeah, I do remember. That was amazing episode. Yeah.
Apologies, I don't know what it's got to do with Graham Norton. He probably wasn't in that scene. I don't know.
He's in the series. Mm-hmm. But something about hair just makes us really uncomfortable. And when I see a little hairball blown around, and yeah, a brush, your brushes. I packed your bag yesterday in the hotel because you went off to a meeting, and you've got two brushes and they've got loads of hair in them. And I know it's your hair, but it just makes us really sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not loads of hair, actually.
Hair in a plug hole. Burn the house down.
Oh.
Burn the house down. Nah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm a student nurse, and as you can imagine, that involves a lot of bending, moving, and lifting.
Okay.
I didn't realise that, but...
Honestly, not the first thing my brain went to, but fair enough.
No, but you're completely right, because you've got to lift people out of bed and everything. They've got the double lift, haven't they? Yeah. Your mum was telling them, oh, well, I used to work in a care home, so I had to do it. You had to, like, with somebody else, get them underneath the arm, and then proper pull them up. It takes a lot of strength.
Amazing. Just amazing that people do the job. Phenomenal. Hats off to you.
In March this year, I hurt my back so badly, it turned out I had extremely badly slipped a disc in my lower back. God. Ouch. Being only 29, this was quite shocking, as slipped discs generally happen to people who are older.
Yeah.
Fast forward to June, when I was still in excruciating pain, the slipped disc got so bad and I ended up going in for emergency surgery.
Bloody hell.
As you can imagine, lots of thoughts and terror entered my mind, including, shit, I'm going to have a scar down my back. I came home the next day following surgery and recovery was going well. That was until I saw my scar. Unfortunately for me, where the disc slipped, my new and unattractive scar was half a centimetre above the top of my arse crack.
Oh.
My boyfriend began making jokes about my scar and told my son, Mummy didn't have a back operation, she's had her arse crack extended. Why you would say arse crack, but why you would tell a kid that?
Why would that be a thing? Why in the name of God would an arse crack extension be a thing? I just love my arse crack so much, I just don't want it to end.
Arse crack extension.
It's like a chocolate fire guard. It's like a
perfect
thing. It's like a thing you would diss someone with. Bloody, you love going to hospital. You'd be going for a bloody arse extension if you could.
Arse crack extension.
It's really tickled you, isn't it?
Oh, it's just such a funny thing to think about. It's just the most pointless operation in the world.
We can, we offer, we can do your boob job, we can lift the boobs up, we can give you rhinoplasty, we can sort your nose out, tummy tuck, and if you want your arse crack a couple of inches longer, we can get that bad lad extended right up your back if you want.
Your insurance does not cover arse crack extension, I'm afraid, Mrs. Ramsey. Right.
I bet you if Kim Kardashian came out and got an arse crack extension, I bet you everyone would start getting them.
Do you think?
I reckon if it was that, and then she wore like normal jeans, but then you could see her arse crack, like an extended builder's bum.
Yeah.
Where you go like, look, you're going to have a builder's bum while you're standing up
with
your pants at the
Chris,
right height. Do you want it?
Never say never.
I'm telling you, it could be a thing. An arse crack extension could be. If the Kardashians start getting arse crack extensions, everyone will start getting them.
Oh, Jesus.
Copyright Chris Ramsey, 2002. 2022. I've aged. I've lost 20 years. Who are you? Mom?
Right.
This isn't my bedroom.
Shut up. Sorry. What are you doing,
man? I'm excited.
Oh, so anyway, so the guy, the boyfriend said she's had her arse crack extended. Oh.
Why am I finding it funny again?
Just hats off to him. That's one of the best insults ever.
Right, listen. All in good humour, I thought, until I collected my son from school one day. I collected my son from school one day and was approached by his teacher, expecting the usual he's bumped his head today or something of that nature. I was given a very strange and concerning look, asking me if I was okay and healing well. Yes, I replied, assuming my son had mentioned the backup. It's just that your son has been telling his friends and myself that Mummy had an operation to extend her arse crack. It says here, yes, arse crack. So he's actually saying arse crack.
The dad said arse crack. And then he's saying, he's directly quoting it. And then the teachers have directly quoted it back. Oh.
Mortified, I explained to her I had just had back surgery as my lower disc had been removed. Safe to say, I spoke to my son about this and told him not to listen to daddy. He's just winding Mummy up. But my son is still adamant I've had surgery to have my arse crack. And I'm assuming his friends have told their parents as I get back in strange look in the playground.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, she comes. Look at her. There she is, bloody Mrs. Plastic Surgery. Hey, is there a woman on that arse crack? Length of that thing.
Hey. Oh. So I'm going to Turkey, get me arse crack done.
Go to Turkey, 3-day visit, tits, teeth and arse crack. Oh, hey, to the husband who came up with that.
Hats off to you, sir.
That was absolutely bit of fantastic marriage-related banter there. Love it.
Yeah, I tell you what, Claire, that arse crack's took years off you.
Do you know what I reckon? I think I've got it too long. I might go and get it reduced and get my arse crack shortened.
Just get tattooed over.
Yeah, you can get your arse crack tattooed on. Oh.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Round Annoyed. I might not be here next week because I've got a consultation booked in for my arse crack extension.
Yeah. Do you know what would look really, really good with an arse crack extension, by the way?
Right, what?
Gilet. Set it off really lovely. Sleeves out, arse crack up, gilet on. Hit the town. Hit the town. Excellent stuff. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Did you say we're part of the Acast Creator Network?
Oh, maybe I didn't.
We're part of the Acast Creator. We are part of the Acast. Very happy and proud to be part of the Acast Creator Network. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to get in touch, as always, it is shagmoudenoid@gmail.com. You wonderful people. Amazing stories this week from the public. Thank you so, so much. And we'll be back in your ears next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.